Welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Tuesday, the 14th of February, 10 a.m, and I'm joined by my co-host, Matt Brown, who's an independent market strategist, and by our guest, Alan Green, who is the CEO of Brown Communications. And Alan.
Gentlemen, very good morning.
I have to say, are you celebrating Valentine's Day in any way?
Well,
is that a private and personal matter?
It's a private and personal matter. I did get the wife some roses, but...
Why? I'm
short-sighted. I went to Tesco's yesterday to buy a Valentine's card, and I bought the Valentine's card, wrote it last night, and suddenly realised it said, to my beloved fiancé. Now, I've been married, getting off
for 30 years. That spices it up a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a curveball, but she loved it this morning, so it was different, yeah.
Well, I'm a mean Glaswegian, so I bought no-no-be anything, but I'm expecting to be given things. Actually, the CEO of Tip TV, Nick the Moose Batsford, has promised me a romantic meal tonight. I'm not sure whether he was just saying it or not, but
dinner for two.
We will find out.
Good. Okay. Well, I hope you have a great day anyway, both of you.
And so I hear, Matt, you're off to play rugby practice, isn't it, tonight?
I might not. I think I have booked a restaurant. I've decided to...
First the rugby practice and then...
No, straight in, but it's a little bit of a surprise.
It's so, always good for brownie. Hopefully
my girlfriend's not tuning in. you can't book at Wagamama's there.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, let's go for the most popular business and finance. UK firms warned trade with more than 40 non-EU locations will be disrupted post-Brexit as current trade deals depend on EU membership. And that's from our totally objective friends at Citier. Yeah.
That's a megaphone warning from the deck of the Titanic.
Okay. Next up, we've got Asia shares eCount 19-month top, cautious ahead of Yellen Reuters. Yellen's going to be in the lion's den today.
Well, she is, and she's going to convince the Senate that she loves Donald Trump, and he's the right man for the job. But I think, as we're seeing already, he's on a very steep learning curve.
I think she's also going to try and convince him that she won't get sacked before her term is up next year. I think that's the main goal.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is Trump has shown he's unpredictable, that he's trying to run politics like he runs his businesses, and, he's on a very steep learning curve, and I think Yellen will just be happy to get in and get out, really, without...
So he's lost Matthew Flynn, who's a national security advisor. Are the wheels coming off the wagon for the Trump administration?
It's early days, but I think he's got his deputy Pence is statesmanlike, and I would hope that if all else fails, he'll be listening to the people around him. Because if he continues to display maverick tendencies, I think we're all going to be in an awful lot of trouble.
Do you think he'll be President Pence very soon?
Who knows? Who knows? There could be an impeachment, but it's all conjecture, of course. But the one thing is that all this change is good for the markets. Of course, we've seen Brexit have the impact. We've seen Trump. Finally, the markets are freeing up again, as opposed to a predictable ongoing state of affairs for financial markets. We're now seeing people are buying into the opportunity. And if we see Marine Le Pen later this year win the French election, if we see the Dutch go maybe far right, who knows, then it's going to be good for the markets, whatever happens.
You're really selling it to me.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next slide. Commentary from the Investors Chronicle, the first in a barrage of economic data to be published today. German Q4 GDP grew at a seasonally adjusted 0.4% in the 3 months to December, up from 0.1%. percent in Q3. This dragged the annualized rate down to 1.2% from 1.5%. It's the lowest since last year, which is not really much of a headline, but there we are.
Well, I think the Germans want to leave too, so they're probably deliberately slowing their working day down in order to dumb down the figures.
Okay, well, next up, we've got Fed Chair Janet Yellen testifies in Congress today on the US economy to the Senate Banking Committee. This is the first time she'll be appearing, and possibly the last time she's appearing at the Republican-controlled Congress.
Indeed. Well, as we've said already, she's going to want to, I think, just hold on to her job.
Why don't you just leave it now?
Well, she's
just totally in the wrong place.
Yeah, but it's like Greenspan and all the Fed chiefs before. She's going to want to leave a legacy behind her. She's going to want to be seen to be doing something positive within this the unpredictability of the Trump administration.
It would be like me being in Corbyn's cabinet.
Would that be interest rate hikes? Do you think she's going to go out with a bang, or is it just going to be a kind of flat?
Well, I think we've had so many rumours of interest rate hikes. I believe that until they're absolutely needed... she's going to keep a cap on interest rates. And I think it's there's no doubt we will see probably a quarter point hike this year, but nothing more than that. All the rumours of going up by 1-2% are unfounded in my book. The markets are still too fragile. Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to the economic calendar. We've had the Eurozone GDP, and then the Fed. We've discussed Yellen at the Senate Banking Panel, and then US PPI later today. On to FX sentiment, and the big changes there really going more bearish on dollar yen and euro sterling, eroding that bullishness in gold, which is strange really, given that how enthusiastic people were, so just falling away there, and going more bullish on the pound, even though the pound is actually quite static at the moment. So those are the highlights, I think, on the FX sentiment powered by Oanda.
Yep.
Looking at the trade of the day, Johnson Matthey, daily chart, bear flag, bearish RSI and DMI indicator, sell up £31.45. Objective £30 and stops above £32.10, which seems to make sense today with that trend line break.
Yep.
And then Rolls-Royce, your favourite, Alan.
Well, Rolls-Royce has produced a set of numbers today. Of course, it's been dogged by the engine problems but most of all the bribery allegations, fact.
Mm-hmm. Paid up.
UK, Brazil and USA, the company's had to pay up, and of course its reputation has been tarnished. Nonetheless, they've got the former Arm CEO in there, Warren East, who's doing a good job turning the company around. Revenues were up, record loss of $4.4 billion today, which I don't think is any surprise. But the stock's come back to 722 this morning, which is basically above both major support lines there. And clearly, if we see the stock continue to perform above 720, then we could well see a golden cross emerge in the not-too-distant future.
Good technical analysis there, Alan.
Yes, I thought you'd like that.
All right, next one.
Okay, this is Botswana-based Tulu Energy, which is a coal bed methane company, CBM. So it's extracting methane from the coal bed to provide a power solution for Botswana, which is underpowered, suffers from power outages and all the rest of it. This is interesting. The chart's very much at an inflection point, but it has its project, Lesedi, is the most advanced in the country, and a lot of brokers and a lot of analysts are very positive about the prospects for the stock. And I think we've seen the initial furore, which was post a series of events that I attended last year, where Tulu was talked up, shares hit 13p. It's come back since then, so we're at a nice inflection point now. And indeed, we're seeing the moving averages converge there, potentially pointing to a breakout either way. So
potentially a golden cross even.
I don't know about a golden cross on this one, Zach, but certainly there's good consolidation there. We've had a series of higher lows over the past 2 to 3 weeks. So, good company here. Broker Optiva has a buy rating for the firm as well. So a lot of people are very positive about the prospects for this company.
Okay, let's move on to the broker recommendations, which I picked out. I always like to make a daily tribute to Deutsche Bank.
Oh, Deutsche Bank.
My life would be ruined and lost without them. Here they've been particularly helpful with Glencore, a stock. I think it's a stock which has gone up about 5 times over the last year. And Deutsche Bank are there on their old rating, which was hold, and their new rating, which is hold.
Yes. Sticking their neck out there.
And sticking their neck out. And also, obviously, no target there. So the sky's obviously the limit.
It's actually worth going back to last summer to look at the broker ratings for these mining stocks, because they didn't have a clue. None of them had a clue. And
nothing's changed.
Well, no, but an old colleague of mine actually invested in the Miners Post Brexit and has made an awful lot of money from it. He just took the view. Rio clearly is doing very well. Glencore is, I think HSBC now have a £4.50 price target for the stock. So, but Deutsche Bank being insolvent, not insolvent, but
just keeps losing money. There's a difference. There is a difference.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
All right, and finally, I've got Lloyds Banking, where I also make there's two tributes I make on a regular basis. One is to Deutsche Bank, and second is to the CEO of Lloyds Banking, because if it's extracurricular activities, alleged extracurricular activities, they've done nothing to arrest the share price rise, 75 pence overweight rating from Barclays Capital.
Although we'd have to go some to beat the extracurricular activities of the former co-op CEO, of course.
Yes. And what about the H-Boss guy?
H-Boss,
yes.
There's a lot of it about, isn't there?
Well, there is, yeah.
It's like a carry-on film.
You're on that sort of money, you're controlling all those funds, why not have, you know, snort cocaine and have those wild parties?
I think it's something about, you know, when you make a lot of money, you become attractive to people. I think that's my theory.
They get a lot of Valentine's cards on it.
That's right, yeah. I'm sure he's getting tons, especially from his wife. Yeah.
Which is why you've really received about 100 Valentine cards a day.
I'm waiting, and when I get back home, I'll find out. But on that note, thank you to Alan Green, CEO at Brand Communications, and Matt Brown as well. That's the first section of today's Tip TV Financial.
Thank you, guys.